news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the United States. I'm also your preacher today, and the title of my preaching is Going into the Light. The reading is from the Book of Wisdom. While gentle silence enveloped all things, and night in its swift course was now half gone, your all-powerful word leapt from heaven, from the royal throne, into the midst of the land that was doomed. A stern warrior, carrying the sharp sword of your authentic command, and stood and filled all things with death, and touched heaven while standing on the earth. For the whole creation in its nature was fashioned anew, complying with your commands, so that your children might be kept unharmed. The cloud was seen overshadowing the camp, and dry land emerging where water had stood before, an unhindered way out to the Red Sea, and a grassy plain out to the raging waves, where those protected by your hand passed through as one nation, after gazing on marvelous wonders. For they ranged like horses, and leapt like lambs, praising you, O Lord, who delivered them. Thus ends the reading. This morning in the church we had a bat. Now, bats are easy to get outside if you know what to do. We turned on a light in the sacristy, and the bat flew in the sacristy, and then you close the door. And then you open a door to the hallway and turn on a light in the hallway. And you turn out the light in the sacristy, and the bat flies to the hallway. And then you open the outside door and you get out of the hallway, and the bat flies outside. 'Cause when bats are in a scary cave, they want to find their way out. So you just show them that light, and they'll go to it, and they'll find their way out. That's the same thing Israel did all those years ago. Such a beautiful reading, such an interesting telling of the story of the Exodus. There was a word of God that came down like death in a doomed land, killing everyone, but doing the will of God so that the people could be set free. And then refashioning the earth, instead of it's talking about holding back the water, lifting up this field to cross over the Red Sea. The thing is, God can do all of those things, and the people could have still cowered on the shore, not knowing what to do or not having the courage to go. But God showed them a way to life from death, and they took it. In the same way in our own lives today, where death abounds, God has given us a path to life. He is opening up a way for us to go. Will we have the courage to take it? Will we open our eyes and see it? You know, what is. But what is isn't necessarily what will be. And what will be can be life in abundance if we follow the path God is opening up for us. Let's do that today.
Oh,